So I'd like to give you some instructions now, and you might even find it helpful to take on a meditation posture as a way to take in these instructions rather than looking at me. It may help you listen a little better. The instructions today for session 6 are for our primary practice, which will be about relating to our thoughts, not from them. A way of learning to relate differently to our thoughts. When we go through the practice, we'll do the parts of first breath, then we'll do breath and body as a whole, then we'll go to hearing and thoughts. So we'll still have that format that we've been working with previous tracks. When we're at the phase of the breath, we're going to keep our noticing of the thoughts quite light and really be gathering our awareness into the breathing, giving ourselves that time to settle into the present moment through the breath. So simple noting, thinking when it arises. We might even notice the type of thought that's showing up. We can use analogies when the thoughts arise, when they're kind of just wispy cloud-like thoughts, barely noticeable. We just go thinking. Maybe we start to notice a particular type of cloud, type of thought, and we might say, there's planning, or worrying, or daydreaming, or fantasizing. So we might be a little more specific. Then we'll expand into breath and body as a whole, just as we've already practiced before, feeling breath in the whole of the body, opening to the sensations of the whole of the body. When we're at this point in our practice, again, when thoughts or thought emotion bundles show up, we can label them. And here we're going to be kind of deepening our awareness of them because we've got the whole of the body now. So we're going to be working with the R and the A of RAIN. We're going to be recognizing and allowing them. And with that bit of allowing, we're starting ever so slightly to feel them through the body. And we may also feel a bit of the aversion to some of these thoughts and thought emotion bundles. Within breath and body as a whole, we can start to also notice familiar, frequent thoughts that show up. And we'll be calling these our top 10 hits. We all have favorite places that the mind goes to. So again, with using our RAIN acronym, recognizing them, that's your label, allowing, and noticing if there's any aversion in that allowing, and allowing it as well. And then investigating, sometimes it's just very brief, even just for a few seconds, maybe it's half a minute, maybe it's even a bit longer. And so we're really deepening our understanding and appreciation of where the mind drifts to. And we're starting to really learn how to relate to these thoughts and thought emotion bundles rather than living from within them. And you might recall last time the story of the Buddha whenever the god or demon Mara would show up and he would say, "I see you, Mara," and then invite him in for tea. And that's in a sense what we're doing. Each time we label these thought emotion bundles, we're kind of saying, "Oh, I see you, Mara." And then when we allow and investigate a little bit through the body, we're inviting that difficulty in for tea. We're not pushing it away. Even if there is aversion, there's a spirit of allowing even of the aversion. And we can really start to appreciate how these different experiences, these places that the mind tends to drift to, are conditioned events. They arise out of a whole universe of conditions and causes, most of which aren't under our control. We might even use the little magic mantra, I call it, of course, as a way to appreciate that conditionality and not take them so personally. So there's a little bit of the N of rain that we hear in that. From breath and body as a whole, we'll take a short period of time to invite in a difficulty. So we will build upon our learning from last week. And when we invite in the difficulty, we'll use a full rain practice. And we'll try as best we can to really notice the thoughts as we do that. So a thought-focused difficulty. Then we'll come back to breath and body as a whole, just stabilize ourselves, and then shift gears into hearing, just as we've done previously. We'll rest in the hearing as acoustic events, using it very deliberately as a model for how we can appreciate and notice our thoughts as mental events. So we have acoustic events for hearing, we have mental events for the thinking. And so having practiced that model for a few minutes, we'll then shift gears into sitting with our thoughts for 3-4 minutes max. And really deliberately practicing relating to our thoughts, not from them. Relating to our thoughts as objects of awareness, like the sounds, mental events, not who we are. You recall from other times the option of using imagery when we're sitting with the thoughts. There can be the sense of them as images coming up on a movie screen, or leaves moving down a stream, or figures across a stage, or clouds across the sky. Another useful image is a waterfall. And that's when you may have a real flood, as it were, of thoughts. Really overwhelming thoughts. And if you have a sense of the thoughts of kind of streaming in front of you and you're standing just behind the waterfall, you feel the spray of the waterfall, but you're not in it. And that can help us to learn to relate more skillfully to a lot of overwhelming, flooding thoughts. And so a little reading here on working with thoughts, and then we will plunge into the practice. This is from meditation teacher Alicia Goldstein, and he wrote, "How we relate to our thoughts has a big impact on how our day unfolds, and also how we approach triggers in our lives. By taking a few mindful moments, we can gain some space between us and our reactions, and have some freedom from what triggers us. We don't have to respond the same way every time. It's a practice in breaking our habitual negative responses by first tuning in to how a thought or action makes us feel and how it generates certain storylines in our minds. We can step back for a moment and recognize, hey, that's not a tried and true fact. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Not necessarily a reality." All right, so those are our instructions. Let's do the practice.